שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר
כתבי. We are reading in Kabbalah for the student, page 241. The article is Matan Torah, item 2. You can find the material at kab.tv. You can also ask questions there. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So, Kabbalah for the student, page 241. The article is Matan Torah, item 2.
It's worthwhile for us to pay attention to this article because in it the great Kabbalist for the first time in history writes to people that are not associated with Kabbalah, the simple people, just as he writes in other places, the time has come where everyone needs to start to be interested through the wisdom of Kabbalah how to rise to attaining the Creator. Because adhesion to the Creator, which comes through attainment, is basically the purpose for which man exists and is something that we need to implement in our times. Hence, until him, there weren't people of attainment that wrote something to people that have no understanding, but rather all the Kabbalists wrote between them. And you could actually say that only Baal HaSulam broke that matter and started to write because it was his time. The time has arrived for the general correction. Therefore, he started to write to the multitude of people, to the masses, and you can see this from all of his articles. So Matan Torah, the giving of Torah, is the first article that was written to the people in order to start to raise them to the spiritual degree. What's written there?
Baal HaSulam writes in the essence of Kabbalah and its wisdom, and its essence writes, I'm happy that I was born in such a generation where it's permitted to divulge the wisdom of truth, for until now no sage have been shown the ways by which it is possible to disclose to everyone and explain every word and its true meaning. And the Creator has given this to me to the fullest extent. And we know that it's not because of the genius of the sage himself, but because of the state of his generation. And all of that I've been rewarded in the wisdom is because of the generation is yes. Worthy.
That's on one hand. On the other hand, we can see that the resistance exists still. It's advancing, it's burning, and we will still see all that has to come out of there, because nothing can be corrected unless it's through revelation, through the revelation of the force of evil and the force of good. Therefore, we will continue. Please.
Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, item 2, Kabbalah, in Kabbalah for the student, page 241. And if we can still strain to find some way to reconcile these words, there comes before us a second saying, even more conspicuous, about a convert who came before Hillel and told him, teach me the whole of the Torah while I am standing on one leg. And he replied, anything that you hate, do not do to your friend. And the rest is its commentary. Go study. Here before us is a clear law that in all 612 mitzvot, commandments, and in all the writings in the Torah, there is none that is preferred to the mitzvah, love thy friend as thyself. This is because they only aim to interpret and allow us to keep the mitzvah of loving others properly. Since he specifically says, the rest is its commentary. Go study. This means that the rest of the Torah is interpretations of that one mitzvah, that the mitzvah to love your friend as yourself could not be completed were it not for them.
Meaning that all the mitzvot are the interpretation of love thy friend as thyself, and if we don't see that, it's a sign that we don't understand correctly the content of each mitzvah. That we don't have any mitzvah unless it is the complete correction of the will to receive through others to the Creator. That's what the whole Torah talks about, and that's the whole fate for a person in this world, to invert his nature from reception to bestowal. And through the bestowal he attains, he can attain the upper force, the upper world, his eternal and whole state, as it is written, you will see your world in your life. That's the correct usage of the Torah. Any other use of it, if it's not through love your friend as yourself, is called the potion of death and not the potion of life. Because it distances a person from the Creator and from revelation and attainment and from entrance into the upper world. Clear? Good. Let's continue. There are no questions.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav, that which you hate, do not do to your friend. Is it a commandment before the commandment to love your friend as yourself?
Mitzvah is to reach love. On the way to love, there are several stages. Love is the last degree, 125. Prior to that, there are all sorts of acts of concession for myself and getting closer to others and reaching the others through chasadim and to others through chokhmah, which is all to do with the implementation of your friend as yourself. In me, for example, love your friend as yourself is expressed by me trying not to squeeze someone. Already we're saying, oh, he's doing that out of the consideration of another. That's a part of love. What kind of love, you could say? Yes. He behaves that way. That's already someone who's conquering his inclination. Meaning there are degrees here in the revelation of evil. The fact that I'm trying not to steal, the fact that I'm trying not to harm, maybe even to explain to a person what is worthwhile for him to do in life. These are also stages of love. Meaning in these stages, there are those in which I have to overcome or conquer my inclination and don't harm others. And there are stages where I already do good to others. Yes?
And what does he mean by saying it's an interpretation to the mitzvah, commandment to love your friend as yourself?
That this is one of the great stages. Don't do unto others what is hated on you. Is rise above your ego for the sake of others. And then after that, you already come out on the level of the nations of the world. The nations of the world is considered that they want to harm each other. The fact that you want to do good to others, that's already the next stage. That you're going to work with your desire already in order to bestow. The correction is divided to two main parts. It's to limit your desire to receive, to harm others, and to invert his will to receive, to benefit others.
So don't do to others that which you hate is a necessary stage before love your friend as yourself.
Well, of course. How could you have not corrected the desire to harm someone else and then you already wanted to love him? More? Okay, you see, other than you, everyone understands. Yes, Dudi, another one. Yes.
I want to ask more about the approach. Bala Sulam writes about going out to the people and telling them to tend to others, to satisfy the wishes of the nation. He goes out with connection and love to explain to them that we have to connect. On the other hand, I heard you say that the people don't care about connection and love. It rejects them. They all want for themselves.
Fine, okay, but he's writing the truth. He writes what needs to be written. To start from the preceding things, then he wrote it in a different way, in all kinds of articles of his. But what can we come to the people with? To explain that all our troubles are from our will to receive, that we're using in order to receive, and to correct it, you can do so in two stages. In the beginning, the will to receive, for it to be to bestow in order to bestow, meaning not to harm others, upon the whole will to receive, and then also to receive in order to bestow, to use correctly the will to receive for the benefit of others. With what else are you coming out with? That's the way you go out to the people. Or are you telling them, let's unite? It's also, in those words, you're saying, let us concede our ego and start to connect to each other. Why? For what? So that we will help each other, so that we will be in one net, so we will include ourselves in the desires of the others, and thus to bestow to each other. And in such a manner, we can each fill the others, because alone a person can't fill himself, and so on. Nevertheless, you're explaining to them with all kinds of ways how to overcome the desire in order to receive, to zero, in order to not damage or harm, and then in order to bestow. So to not damage or harm, that's the state of what we call Hillel, which is don't do unto others that which is hated upon you. Don't harm. That which you understand that is harmful.
So, even if he rejects him, I have to explain to him about connection and love?
Look, you can explain to him about nature, about the globality, about all kinds of problems in industry and connection and family, anything. You can start from afar. But the essence of the matter is to invert the will to receive to be in order to bestow. What is there else to say in one sentence?
It's not a question of the length of the sentence. I'm asking about the approach, because I heard you say that people are repelled from hearing about connection and love today.
That's of course, because we're opposite in our nature. If you know the audience, the public that you're talking to, you can see that they don't want to hear, they're not capable of hearing. It's not their fault, that's just the development of the generations. If we've simply come to a state where we have no ability to explain the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah, no one would want it. Therefore, it comes in a generation that is already starting to get despair from all the rest of the engagements that they have. And and here too it's hard, but nevertheless there are people that already understand that only the change in nature of man will give them the fulfillment. You can say that by that we're benefiting, or we're rewarded by something. You need to change the nature of man, but look what we get from this. You can say that, because we really are rewarded with something, which is not rewarded in the vessels of reception, but rather in vessels of bestowal. So they don't understand that at the moment, but there is a reward, there is a benefit. So therefore you can say to the whole world, whatever you want, the upper world, the next world, the Garden of Eden, everything, only our egoistic desire needs to be replaced to an altruistic desire. And then you enter the Garden of Eden and receive everything and enjoy eternally. It's no death, no nothing. Everything's there. Please. That you can say in some way, you can make it tangible in some way.
When we say to ordinary people, is it to points in the heart, or he wants every person to hear these words?
Actually, without limitations. Without limitations. The matters that are here, you can tell in an unlimited manner to anyone. But he's nevertheless writing it from his degree, where it's very hard for him to go down to the small things, and he tries to do so in other articles as much as he's capable. It's very difficult for a Kabbalist that it's so clear to him he's in another world. Yes.
What is difficult for him?
It's hard for him to talk in words of this world and to go down to a person of this world and to talk to him on the same values that a person is in. It's hard. Okay, let's continue. Bogota, please. Bogota.
The question is, do I measure the love of other with respect to my desire or with respect to the friend's desire?
Love of others, I can't measure any other way but by my desire. And in general, all the measurements are towards my desire. All the work is in my desire. I can't know what the desire of the other is. That which I feel, measure, act, is only from my desire. Yes. Well, Moshe.
In what does one friend harm another?
Each harms the other by using his ego the way it seems to him to do so towards the other. By that he's harming the other, because he has to, in this kli, bestow to others.
By caring for myself, I harm others?
Yes, because you're in the same system with everyone. And if you're caring for yourself, then you're stealing, you're robbing the system.
So it's not about actual doing harm.
How is it not real damage? If we're in a system, where are all the troubles and problems from? From us not filling our common system. On the contrary, each wants to steal from this general clef for himself. So each steals the part that he's not giving, and he's also stealing from the others.
Yes, but a person doesn't feel that he's part of the system, at least in the beginning of the way.
Right, he doesn't feel, but slowly, slowly, we need to come to that recognition. Slowly, slowly, in our times, we can more or less talk about that, and everyone understands where we are. Look at what we're doing with nature. Look at how we're using the state, the world in general, all the different resources, etc. We're stealing, we're breaking everything.
He says, don't do to your friend what you hate. So we're talking about a relationship between two friends who are walking along the way, who are on the path and want to reveal the force. It's not about a person who's not in this system.
What does it matter? If I'm in connection with all the people, with all the humans in this world, then I take something that I don't deserve, then it's already considered that I'm stealing from them. If I'm not adding what I must to that system, what I must, then it's also like stealing.
But he says, friend, don't do to your friend. If you're my friend, I can...
Friend is called... No. A friend is where each and every one of us is meant for connection. That's how we are, according to our nature, connected between us into one system.
So it's about any person in the world, right?
Any person in the world, truly. We are all together one system. But until we are aware of this, when we're in degrees of development of a beast, then we're not so harmful to the world. And we don't really bother each other that much. We're like animals. For thousands of years, tens and hundreds of thousands of years of our development, we're on the level of animals, where we kill, we fight with each other, and etc. But now, in the last 150 years, the last 150 years ago or so, we could say, well, even more correctly, from the times of Ari, as it's written. But I'm saying, let's say, not Ari, but the last 150 years. We are already in such a development in which we're discovering ourselves as one closed system around Earth. And here, we can already see that different laws are being disclosed to us. You can see, is there some place in the world, some action of people somewhere? On the other hand, there's a breakout from nature and many other examples. We don't know this whole system, but we influence it in a very direct manner and in a very detrimental manner.
Regarding what Dudi asked about the Prophet, we are sitting here willing to listen about connection and avut, mutual guarantee, because I know I'll gain something, I'll reveal the Creator, I have this thing I wanted. I'm willing to listen to it. Outside, when we approach people, we don't tell them about this great benefit. We tell them, you'll be happy. So they either don't believe us, that they'll be happy. Maybe we should tell them.
It could be that you need to explain to them that they're coming to reveal the Creator, because according to the definition of the wisdom of Kabbalah, it is the revelation of the Creator to the creature in this world. Why don't you think that's attractive to people?
I think it is appealing, because integral education was about education and relationships and all that. There are many methods like that.
No, those are side avenues that we have from studying the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's the small usage of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the relationships between people in this world. But in truth, its main goal is to reveal the Creator to the creature.
So maybe we should say it directly, and then a person can decide.
Did I dictate to you what to say? You chose that in the beginning, this, and then that, and then that. I think that the revelation of the Creator to the creature is really what we need to advertise, and that's what we need to teach, just like we do. Otherwise, they're looking at us and saying, so what are we engaged in? Are we engaging here in relationships for couples or something like that? Okay? Yes.
What's the addition of the verse, love your friend as yourself, that Bala Sulam brings here? And moreover, that which you hate, do not do to your friend, about any natural principle that already exists in society. Meaning today society tries to establish its system of laws according to the principle that that which you hate, do not do to others. Meaning where you harm others, there's a law that prevents you from doing it. So what is the addition that Bala Sulam says about that which you hate, do not do to your friend?
The addition to
what's the addition that he adds
to the laws of the state?
Yes,
the laws of the state don't demand of you any interchange. They say you're not allowed to steal. So what's the difference between you're not allowed to steal in the Torah and it's not allowed to steal according to the laws of the state?
Well, that's the question.
That's the question. The matter is the desire, that you're limiting yourself, or that you want to steal, but you're restricting yourself even though you want to.
Which is something I do by myself.
Yes.
So it's an internal change.
In order to get closer to the revelation of the Creator.
What is this addition?
For what goal? For what purpose? Why are you doing it? If I have a desire, why shouldn't I use it?
Exactly, but you see that I can't stop it. If I have a desire, I can't stop it.
You can't stop. If the goal is to not steal, if it's more important, or if it brings you more benefit. If I won't steal, by that I can reveal the Creator. It's worthwhile for me not to steal. If attaining the Creator is more important than the theft, let's say there's $1,000 before me, I don't steal. Why? It's best for me to attain the Creator. But if there's $100,000 before me, that's already a question, is the Creator more important? That's it. There's no more than a calculation in the will to receive.
And why is the implementation of that which you hate and not do to your friend? It happens through with the help of the wisdom of Kabbalah, not with social laws.
Because of the reforming light, that there's an upper force that can correct a person. Only because of that. Otherwise, there's no difference between the wisdom of Kabbalah and the rest of the wisdoms. What, just knowledge about something that is in some systems between people? Just because in nature there's a special force that can come and correct me. And then, from that correction, I will be the opposite, different from what I am now. By that, the wisdom of Kabbalah is special. It changes a person. That's it. If it weren't to change, it wouldn't be so special that people hate and don't agree with or afraid of. Look at what has been done around this wisdom.
Look what's happening.
Friend as yourself. There's no more than that. What about the rest of people's acts and in the rest of religions? Love yourself and hate the friend. That's it. You see what's happening there. So because of that gap, there's a hatred towards the wisdom of Kabbalah, and they can't hear or agree about with it, or even to agree that it exists. Yes.
We see that there are a lot of people who operate according to that which you hate, do not do to your friends through education.
To what limit? To what level? It all depends on the appreciation of the goal. I see that from time to time, people are put into prison, all kinds of people there, with all their values. And those values don't stop them in order not to receive from the fund of others. That's it. So where here is there the observance of love your friend as yourself?
So what will be the addition of the wisdom of Kabbalah here to those values and morals?
Yes, the wisdom of Kabbalah says we need to develop true values and by that to connect to each other. Item 3.
Before we delve into the heart of the matter, we must observe that mitzvah, since we were commanded, love thy friend as thyself. The word thyself tells us, love your friend to the same extent you love yourself, not one bit less. In other words, you must constantly and vigilantly satisfy the needs of every person in the Israeli nation, no less than you are always vigilant to satisfy your own needs. This is utterly impossible, for not many can satisfy their own needs during their daily work. So how can you tell them to work to satisfy the wishes of the entire nation? And we couldn't possibly think that the Torah exaggerates, for it warns us not to add or subtract, indicating that these words and laws were given with utter precision. So we have a big problem here to understand what love your friend as yourself is. How do we implement it? This is very strict, very meticulous. If I have to tend to everyone at least as much as I tend to myself, and as thyself, meaning even more than for myself, then from where will I get the strength for it? The solution that will come afterwards is that we learn that we have to be like a pipeline and the upper light arranges the entire system. But I have to agree to be a pipeline for the upper light, and it will come to everyone and arrange them so that they are filled up by me without any limitations. Clear? Yes.
Meaning, after I come out of the lesson here and I go back to corporeality outside, to work, to my regular daily life, and behave to people, respect them and help them, let's say. Because he writes here that I am obligated to always stand on guard and to make sure I fulfill the needs of every single people.
Yes.
Especially to the Israeli nation.
Meaning in the group.
It's like I'm a representative when I'm on the outside, that I need to be an example to others.
So do it only in your own group. For now, it's enough. When you're done with this, and you're experienced, then you'll see if you can do it outside. First, turn yourself into a pipeline of light from the Creator to your ten. That's it. Clear? And otherwise, behave like an ordinary, courteous person. More question? What's up with you?
Have we ever seen that the Torah has managed to change someone, something?
In every generation, select individuals, yes. After the reception of the Torah for the whole of the people of Israel, after they received the Torah at the foot of Mount Sinai, they performed corrections, they conquered the land, they built a temple. Conquering the land meaning conquering the desire and correcting it up to the level of Mochin Dechaya. This is called the first temple. So that did happen. Afterwards, we have to understand why there was a descent and shattering. It's in order to be able to correct the entire world. But they did achieve it, yes?
Because if there's something that is meant to change man, and we actually see that in the name of the Torah, there were just wars and battles and disputes and so on. So maybe, God forbid, I don't want, but maybe it's not exactly realistic to think that that will happen.
It depends how you use the Torah. The Torah can be a potion of death or a potion of life. If you use it in order to correct yourself toward love of others, then the Torah is the potion of life and helps you correct yourself. If you want it in order to use others for your own benefit, then the Torah becomes a potion of death. We see examples of both. Yes? And of course, using the Torah for your own benefit is more profitable. The world supports it and understands it if you do it. But when you do something in order to tell others that everyone must come to love others, no one wants it, and perhaps you're spoiling someone's approach to the Torah and maybe someone's life, because he knows how to use the Torah for his own benefit, and you're telling everyone you have to use it differently. So what does he get out of it? He begins to hate you. Yes.
And can we close that gap somehow?
No. No, never. Only at the end of correction. Yes.
We read this article as some kind of article that explains what the wisdom of Kabbalah is and how to bring it to the world, how it needs to be revealed. How do we take this content into the ten, into the connection between us? What do we need to take from here to the work?
Implement it in the ten.
How is that expressed in...
Love your friend as yourself. That your friends in your ten are your friends, and you have to love them at least as yourself. More than yourself, as he later explains. So...
It seems like the language here is sending us to think about others and...
No. Others are your others in your ten. We have to aim our implementation very accurately, so we have no doubts, so we have no problems, so you don't start going wild on the streets, forcing old ladies across the street, trying to help them and doing other nice things for others. It's pointless. People won't appreciate it. You remember what you did with kindergartens and all those things. It's good in order to get impressions. But in truth, no action in this world we can be done other than dissemination in order to draw people into the study. And so that through us, the upper light affects the world. That's it. There's no other means.
Bogota.
Bogota.
A question.
Son espirituales. ¿Esas son las necesidades que debo satisfacer a mis amigos?
If my needs are spiritual, are those the needs I need to supply to my friends?
You cannot provide them with spiritual feelings. You can annul before them, serve them, and then the upper light will do its thing. All of our work is an annulment in the group. I don't get into their desires. But we have Jerusalem, Germany, New York, besides Bogota. They're all, even Dnipropetrovsk, they're all silent. Only the guys from Bogota are awake. Nice. Wait a minute. 38. Okay, quickly, Terence.
Rav, today 10 friends are going to the banya, to the sauna.
Uh-huh. It's a fun day.
How can we disclose love your friend as yourself in the sauna?
It doesn't matter where you are.
We want it to be a spiritual action.
Spiritual act? Fine. Together with what you're going to do there in the sweatshop, there in the sweat log there, you can do a spiritual action there. Why not? What's the problem? King David, when he went into the bathing house, yes, and saw that he was naked, he was happy. With what? That he had nothing, that he was naked. So from here on, he could tend not for himself, but for others. Well, of course, it's the secrets of Torah, but it's good if you think in a corporeal way as well.
What to think? What's the intention? What?
The intention is that when you are sweating together in the sauna, you get even closer to each other because you're doing something together. It doesn't matter if you're nude or you're dressed. If you are, yesterday there was this reception there for the president. So let's say if you were there or you're in the sauna. It doesn't matter. As long as you are together and you want to annul your egos in order to be together among yourselves. Good luck.
Thank you.
What? Bogota have a daily task. Bogota, go ahead. Daily task.
La misión diaria. Cada amigo.
The daily task. Every friend in the tent will raise a common prayer with a desire to attain a new state in which there's none else besides him.
Again, repeat please.
Again. The daily task. Every friend in the tent prays a common prayer to attain a new state of there's none else besides him.
Very well. Okay, what they determined, they determined. Everyone prays for a state that there is none else besides him, that state is in us. And
an announcement. Kabbalah Time Live. Our channel 66 viewers are invited to watch this evening at 6 o'clock. Kabbalah Time on Rav Lightman's Facebook page. He's going to talk about Kabbalah, relevance to these times, and all the questions. Thank you, and have a great day. Let your heart speak. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder, you won't be alone. Love is around,
the deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you.
This is what their life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be alright. Learning to unite. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be alright. Learning to unite. Dearest friends, thank you for being. Thank you for hearing what my heart says.
Now is the time for the walls to be broken, for the doors to be open. It's time to pray. It feels so good to be a part of you.
This is what their life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be alright. Learning to unite. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be.
There's only now, only this moment, when we are together,
together as one.